a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we now move into the B block, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation is going to fill our airwaves these next 10 minutes, and Kelly Craighead, CEO of the Cruise Lines International Association, is about to join the program that's sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Kerry.
Because unforeseen world happenings, unknown situations, and more could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend that you protect your trips at TravelGuard.com/Kerry.
So get it done before you travel, folks, and have a great trip after that. You know, because packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including, you know, passport or ticket replacement. Maybe you'll need work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, roadside assistance. It could be translation services, lost or delayed baggage, certainly trip cancellations, interruptions and delays. You'll have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Kerry or RMWorldTravel.com. Under sponsors, we'll give you a link.
All right. Today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, our focus is turning to the cruise sector of travel. And we've invited back a familiar voice who has her pulse on the industry. And that is CLIA CEO Kelly Craighead. And she's waiting to join us. Let's bring her in now.
All right. Let's do just that, Mary. Kelly, always nice to have you aboard. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show yet again.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is one of my favorite times of the year.
Well, actually, again,
well, thank you.
Fall is not far away at this point, for sure. So, all right, so last week, Seabourn President Natalia Leahy was on the program with us. She brought up all the innovations and enhancements she's instituted since she became their president, you know, about 18 months ago or so, well, almost 18 months at this point, as well as the growth of expedition cruising for them. So Mary and I spent 2 weeks on a Seabourn expedition cruise back in April as part of our big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom and live remotes. It was our first expedition cruise. We enjoyed the experience. This is frankly, it is the fastest growing area in cruise. So as I said to Natalia last week, Kelly, there seems these days to be a cruise for every type of traveler. You have to be seeing the same thing from your role with CLIA.
Absolutely. And there is a cruise for everyone. There is such a wide range of offerings, from very small ships to some of the larger ships that have your entire vacation contained within. And I'll tell you, you and Mary are part of the growing trend. You know, expedition and exploration are the fastest growing cruise itineraries right now. And in fact, the number of passengers sailing on expedition itineraries has increased 71%. From 2019.
Wow.
That does not surprise me. It was truly a wonderful experience, and I look forward to the next one. And, you know, Kelly, Robert and I, we've always liked adventures on our travels. We love land travel and all of that, but cruising has really grown on us over the years, and I think it provides terrific value. You've got everything at your hand there, the activities you can choose from, excursions, entertainment, and it really is just relaxing and a great way to see the world. You took on your role with CLIA back in January of 2019. So in just a few months, it's going to be 6 years this January. What are some things that you either didn't know or appreciate about cruising, Kelly, that you've really come to enjoy, you know, through your role at CLIA?
Oh, that is such a terrific question. You know, for me, I don't think I appreciated fully just how complete a vacation experience cruise is. You know, I love travel. I love tourism as a public policy concept. And what makes cruise so unique, which again, I think I knew coming into it but didn't deeply appreciate it, is just really the accessibility of it. You know, just the wide range of how every single person at every single price point has an opportunity to pursue happiness, to have a quality experience, and the value that you get when you choose a cruise as your leisure choice. The diversity of the destinations, the efficiency. You know, I have teenagers. I know how important it is for them to really have a smorgasbord of choices. And then as a family, once we see what resonates with them, we go back to it. Now, of course, I'm sandwiched between my parents and my kids, and the ability to cruise with multi-generations. It really is just the experience of cruise that I did not appreciate as fully and as deeply as I do now about just how exceptional it is as a vacation choice.
I would agree with everything you said on all those points.
Yeah.
So just mention, you know, next weekend is Labor Day, but really at the start of summer, CLIA put out the State of the Cruise Industry Report for 2024. We've always enjoyed diving into the stats and facts it provides. The growth and expansion of the cruise sector of travel was clear from the report. And except for Asia, large numbers of travelers, they are cruising. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, a stat that stuck out to me, 82% of travelers who have cruised say they will cruise again.
That's a great stat.
I love that because it really kind of embodies where Mary and I evolved over the years with this, right? Yeah. So you're projecting that in 2025, cruise capacity, and this is in terms of the number of cabins available, will surpass 700,000. Just like we're seeing in the RV, camping, and outdoor sector of travel, the average age of folks cruising is getting younger. So what are some of your takeaways from this year's State of the Cruise Industry report, Kelly?
Well, cruises are a top choice for multi-generational travelers, with a third of families sailing with at least two generations. And I think that's telling because the kind of the group that we typically associate, I guess, boomers, who are spending $157 billion annually on travel, are the wealthiest retiring generation in history, and they love to travel, and they love to bring their families with them, which is why I think you see one of the fastest growing trends is the number of millennials and Gen Zs that are choosing to cruise, and they're choosing to do it because it's a responsible way to travel, it's an experiential way to travel, and mm-hmm. it was introduced to them through their grandparent, and as they work with advisors, which many of them are doing, which we recommend, they're finding the product that works for them. And that's why I think you're seeing such a wide range of age groups that are traveling, and why there's such a diversity of ships that are coming out and the number of itineraries that are being offered all over the world.
And Kelly, certainly in the report, Caribbean cruising is most popular, with about 45% of cruises happening there. No surprise there. Natalia with Seabourn last week talked about the popularity of the Mediterranean. That's always a fan favorite. We're going to take show fans there with us for the first time in just under 2 months. I know cruise lines are investing heavily in Australia, particularly the Western lands. And I just reported last week on Seward in Alaska, building a new cruise port. That's certainly going to help Alaska, a very popular destination for cruising. And as you said earlier, and Robert, Asia has not really fully rebounded since the pandemic, and we've got wars in the Middle East tamping down on travel there. But what are some emerging areas or just areas of interest in the cruising world that have your attention?
Well, I think the popularity of river cruising continues to grow, and for ocean cruising, people who start on a river cruise use that as a bridge to ocean cruising. So I think you're seeing interesting itineraries in the river space, so beyond Europe, into places, you know, like Vietnam, mm-hmm. and on the ocean side of things, it really is in this kind of exploration space. And so the new frontiers, places like the Kimberleys, places like the North Atlantic and into Greenland, and where, again, I think cruise is playing, or at least demonstrating where they're leading the way, is around the responsible practices of our member cruise lines to recognize their obligations in these sensitive areas, so that, again, they are working to not only provide the economic benefit, but the social benefit to mm-hmm. responsible traveling in those areas. And the Caribbean and the Med are always going to be popular.
Sure.
Alaska is obviously one of the most popular markets. But I think for those that have cruised, and some people are cruising many times a year, they're just going more and more into some of the more uncharted areas.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah. And, you know, and you're right with the river cruising. You know, the river cruising, what we like is, you know, you generally are right in the middle of a city. You can get out, you can walk, you don't have to be on buses and so forth and being shuttled around. And very different type of way to go cruise with a river cruise. So, you know, two other stats that I'm taking a look at here that have us very bullish on the cruise sector of travel. Number one, from your report here, the cruise industry currently represents about 2% of the travel and tourism sector. All right. Now, I want people to think about that around the country. And of all the ships operating in the world, and this is looking at the world's commercial fleet of ships, less than 1% are cruise ships. And anybody who has ever entered a port, they immediately realize that all the global ships that are out there, the cruise ships, are really small. So, Kelly, this really is exciting in many ways because there's so much more growth still to come in cruise, yes?
Absolutely. There's a tremendous opportunity for even more new markets. You know, I think one of the areas that we're seeing some of the greatest growth is in South America. And those itineraries that are, you know, along Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, or, you know, in Chile. And so that is a huge area of growth opportunity that we see.
Yeah, another area there, Kelly. Mm-hmm. We agree with you on that. I'm sorry. You know, whenever we talk to Kelly, this is such an easy conversation for us. It really
is. It ends too quickly.
But unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the segment already, so we're going to have to leave it there for today, which is just one of the reasons why we'll have to have you back and pick this up with other conversations. So really appreciate your time. Very engaging conversation.
I look forward to it. Thank you both
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Kelly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there is Kelly Craighead. Always gives us good information, and it is just so easy to talk to her. So, all right. We are about to break for some important sponsor messages. RJ is going to be here to talk Monterey Car Week and Pebble Beach in the D Block for the Open Road this hour. Today's Destination Spotlight will feature Virginia Beach, Personal Connection, Museum Gallery are heading hour two. But next is Rudy and the Right Stuff. 80% of the program still awaits you. Keep those radios locked in, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.